Now, it's been a big week for Bitcoin, the world's biggest cryptocurrency. For the first time, it surpassed $20,000 per unit. It got there with the help of a strong rally on Wednesday, when it went up more than 7.5%. Over the course of the year, Bitcoin has nearly tripled in value. That's despite a rough March where it dropped by nearly 25%. So why are people jumping on the Bitcoin train, and what does the future hold for digital currencies? Steve Knoll is a digital marketing professor at Madison College. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me again, Rob.
Well, Steve, people have explained digital currency to me a number of times. I almost understand it. Give us the basics of what Bitcoin and its cousins are.
Yeah, I get that question a lot. So basically what Bitcoin and any type of cryptocurrency is, it's basically digital money. The idea is that it is a currency that does not have any type of physical presence. So it's not anything you can touch or feel. It is basically computers talking to each other, monitoring accounts, and then giving it the ability to transfer money from one program to another. So that is what a cryptocurrency is. It's a decentralized currency that is not attached to any one government or any type of traditional currency like dollars or pounds. But it's kind of an abstract concept that still a lot of people are really kind of struggling to wrap their heads around.
And now it is booming. The cost of Bitcoin, the value, I guess, of Bitcoin has really shot up over the last few months. What's going on?
Yeah. So Bitcoin is measured, the unit is a full coin, even though there is no actual coin. That's just what they call it. It's right around $23,000 for a full coin right now. And there's been a couple things that has kind of created this big boom. You know, Bitcoin a couple years ago kind of got a lot of press when it kind of spiked up in value. And a lot of just kind of like casual investors kind of like leaped on it. And as a result, it kind of, fell again. So a lot of people were, they heard about Bitcoin and then it just kind of went away. But serious investors, people that have millions, if not billions of dollars in their portfolio, kind of took that attention and said, hey, let's really sit down and look at what is Bitcoin. And in the last couple of years, they've really kind of said, hey, there's actually something here. And they've started investing in it. And as a result, Bitcoin has become a lot more legitimate. And as it's become more legitimate, it's become more powerful, it's become more popular, and the price keeps going up. So you've got that, but then also what I really think is really doing it is the last year on planet Earth has been just a crazy year. And a lot of people really looked at how governments were really interacting with the whole COVID pandemic and not seeing a lot of stability out there. And I think that that's really getting people to kind of take a second look at a cryptocurrency because it's not really tied to the rise or fall of any one country or currency. So I think it's a lot of investors are kind of hedging their bets by investing in Bitcoin.
That said, I mean, we're not investment advisors here, but if people don't like volatility, this might not be the market for them. I mean, looking just at graphs, these are roller coasters in some cases. Everybody
Absolutely.
I've seen talking about this says, yeah, this isn't a your whole life savings kind of investment.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. The best comparison I could say is it kind of like people who invest in artwork. So say that you buy a painting and that painting costs you, say, $10,000. Well, the only reason that painting is worth $10,000 is because you paid $10,000. Now, if you own that painting and nobody's willing to buy it from you for $10,000, is it really worth $10,000? Maybe someone says, I'll give you $50 for it. So now it means your painting is worth $50. So you have to really understand that a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, it's a commodity. It's going to rise and fall depending on how the markets look at it. And really, quite honestly, who's out there wanting to buy it? If nobody wants to buy your Bitcoins, they're not going to be worth anything like your paintings. So, but, there are other things out there too. There's a company called Coinbase, and they basically are one of the biggest companies that facilitates the transaction of Bitcoin. And Coinbase is filing for an IPO. And that's really what is pushing this latest run on Bitcoin. Is this IPO is going to be pretty big. And a lot of big investors are really looking at it and thinking that this is going to be part of their portfolio. And that's really what cryptocurrencies have needed, is kind of that legitimacy, you know, to have real money behind this. And I think with the IPO of Coinbase coming up, I think that that is really what has kind of taken all these other elements in the last couple of years, and it's finally all coming together and launching into something that could be pretty interesting.
Talking to Steve Noll from Madison College about a booming value for Bitcoin over the last few months and the future of these virtual currencies. And Steve, we've focused on Bitcoin, but as you just used the plural, cryptocurrencies, there are a lot of them out there now, right?
There are hundreds, if not thousands, out there. But really, Bitcoin is the biggie. I mean, there's really Bitcoin is number one, and then there's everything else. So, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of people who are looking at Bitcoin and are trying to look at some of these other currencies and saying, hey, if I can kind of jump on the next one and you know, buy whatever their currency is for a dollar a unit, and then to see it go up to $10,000 a unit, that's a heck of a return. So I think, you know, we're going to see a lot of other currencies start to rise in value, including what Facebook is doing. Facebook is launching their own currency. So it's not quite a cryptocurrency. And they tried this before. They had a currency called Libra that was a combination. It was a joint venture between Facebook and some other companies like PayPal and Visa. And they ran into some regulatory issues with it and kind of imploded. But they are redoing it in 2021 with a new name. It's going to be called Diem, and it's going to be Facebook's, basically their version of Bitcoin. So it'll be really interesting to see where something like that goes, and if by, you know, a year from now, if everyone will be shopping on their computer paying in Diem versus dollars or Bitcoin, who knows?
You mentioned regulatory concerns, and I know a lot of places are letting you buy stuff from them with Bitcoin. There's also concerns that this this currency, not attached to a government, hard to trace, could be a tempting thing to use for people wanting to launder money or use it in other criminal operations. How big a concern has that been?
Well, a big concern. In fact, that was the origin of Bitcoin. It was basically an underground currency for illegal, you know, transactions, quite honestly, you know, big gun sales. We're not talking about, like, you know, one gun. We're talking about, you know, assault rifles for armies type gun, along with drugs, you know, and these were a lot of the stuff that Bitcoin was originally used for. But over time, it has gradually become more legitimate and more commonly used. And really, again, it's a currency that's, you have to have countries recognizing it. You have to have, you know, businesses saying they will accept it. And now we're seeing that. We're seeing more and more countries are starting to say, okay, we recognize that Bitcoin is a legitimate currency. We're going to start trading, you know, our currency for Bitcoin and back and forth. You know, the United States hasn't gotten there. You know, this is, a lot of people see Bitcoin as a competition to traditional currencies like dollars and pounds and the euro. So a lot of countries, including the US, really are, you know, kind of hostile towards the legitimization of a cryptocurrency. So here in the US, we're going to see a fair amount of resistance to it. But, you know, over time, as things become less weird, less strange, a little more common, we'll see some, you know, multinational companies, you know, taking Bitcoin as payment. I think it'll gradually become more of a regular thing. And let's just be honest, in the last 9 months, you know, almost all of us have been doing all our shopping almost all digitally anyway. Even if you're buying local, you're probably using, you know, some type of digital payment, if not even a debit card, it might be PayPal or something like that. You know, these are all, you know, in a similar vein to each other. So I think a lot of factors are really, you know, moving the whole monetary industry towards some form of digital currency.
Steve, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Cool. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Steve Knowles, a digital marketing professor at Madison College. We talked to him about the sharp rise in Bitcoin's value and the future of these cryptocurrencies.